Well, here we are. Are you ready to do it? It's Friday. And you're very welcome to GSFM, the 17th of June. I'm Ger Sweeney. Ah, yes, indeed. Another weekend. The weeks are just flying by. 1885, on this very day, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City aboard a French ship. It was a gift, wasn't it? Yeah. 1942, Yank, a weekly magazine for the U.S. Armed Services, began publication. The term G.I. Joe was first used in a comic strip by Dave Brager. 1950, Dr. Richard H. Lawler performed the first kidney transplant in a 45-minute operation, and that happened in Chicago. In 1972, five men were arrested for burglarizing the Democratic Party headquarters in the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. The men all worked for the re-election of President Nixon. The event obviously was the beginning of the Watergate affair. In 1980, Led Zeppelin began their last tour. And in 1994, O.J. Simpson drove his Ford Bronco across Los Angeles with police in pursuit and millions of people watching live on television. After the slow-speed chase, Simpson was arrested and charged with the murders of Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman. No GSFM friends celebrating birthdays today, so we say hello and happy birthday to some of the famous people who were around to enjoy their birthdays. Some people born on this day. Igor Stravinsky was born in 1882, the composer that is. Newt Gingrich was born in 1943, musician and singer Barry Manilow, 1946. And Venus Williams was born on this day in 1980. Have you noticed how many tennis players celebrate their birthday around this time of the year? It's quite a number. Is it the season for it or what exactly is it? I don't know. That's our backward song for today. It was the Bay City Rollers from, was it 1976, and Summer Love Sensation. Well done to all of you that got it correctly or guessed it correctly, and well done. See if you can do today's. Oh, the little tail there, I think we'll give it to you. Take another listen. Yeah, yeah, I think you have it now. Definitely, definitely have it. Let us know what you think. I told you yesterday, when time comes, baby comes. It was a great expression of my granny's all those years ago. And basically it meant that it doesn't matter what your due date is, when the baby is ready to arrive, it will arrive. Simple as that. And that's a useless fact for today, because only 4% of babies are born on their actual due date. Only 4%. So there we go. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about snoring. Oh, really? Snoring. Right. Have a lovely Friday. Thank you for listening to GSFM. I hope you've enjoyed it. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Bye-bye now.